40 Macralo agenda, because we have many issues that are being discussed, for example, the discussion on bylaws. This topic was never in the agenda of Lacralo, but this was established in the agenda. So we have a very complete list of topics. This should be somehow the other way around, because it is not the staff the one who probably has to suggest the agenda, but we, the delegates, to suggest the agenda, and the staff should collaborate with us. Today we have a complete job, but we shouldn't forget or leave behind our responsibility. And thanks, Sergio, for your comments. It is not that we have to ask if we can, but we must know that we can do it, and we can do it promptly before coming to the meeting. We have permission to edit the wiki. We don't need to send an email to Matthias telling him we need to add this. We can get into the wiki and edit it, and it's enough to order the text of the agenda with new topics. Just for formal issues, I asked for permission. I am Sergio Salinas, and I have two topics to add to the agenda, and one is an amendment to the agenda. First, I will start with the amendment, because the discussion of the bylaws is not over, so I asked to discuss this topic next meeting, and we should keep on working during the weekend to finish this discussion in a good way. And on the other hand, I would like to add two topics. One is the translation of emails, and the other topic is the creation of working groups in our RALO. Sorry, I have something else. The third point is that RALO should have or take or develop certain documents regarding the WikiLeaks. Sergio? Okay, I also see Philippe. And we have the two delegates of the INREDO Association here with us. First, let's take the order. I do believe that we should accept a motion of your first request when it comes to keep on with the discussion of the bylaws in an informal way. We had a discussion group which was enlarging. This was a very good discussion, and we're going to choose that instance to get benefits from the face-to-face minutes meeting, and if you agree with this, we will do it, but if you don't agree, we won't do it. Carlton?
Thank you, Chair. We have agreed that where we are at the minute, it might be useful to offline the discussions surrounding the changes in the bylaws and the rules of procedure that we have tabled. My colleagues would like, just for the record, to put it on the record what the issues are that we are discussing. Just for the record, we don't wish to discuss them here.
Carlton?
I think this is very useful, and I would like to propose is to make a summary right now. That is to say, I would like you to create this summary with these topics so as to put it on the records. Would you like to do it, please?
Yeah, I would. There are three areas of discussion with regard to the Lacralo rules and principles. we had substantive discussions surrounding the topic, the principle about participation. And the issue for us is that we have to ensure that there is a measure of participation that is incumbent on ALSs to perform in La Crallo, because it our bylaws, the quorum, the need for having a quorum to make any substantive change or to make substantive decisions demands a certain level of attendance. And we would wish to ensure that those who would come to participate at those times are fully prepared to participate. So we are contemplating putting in some rules and principles surrounding participation, what constitutes participation, how it would be measured, and so on. There is also discussions that are initiated from the Caribbean around the issue of representation. For some time now, as a matter of fact, since inception in 2006, there has been a significant body of opinion in the Caribbean ALS group that a conglomeration of Latin America and the Caribbean historically has never helped the Caribbean's perspective. And so the subject of representation and equity in representation would demand certain changes in the principles and the operating procedures that govern La Crallo. And those discussions will continue offline. There are a couple more that have come up on the list, one of them including changes in the governance structure for La Crallo, where we might incorporate a board much like the Uralo concept. Those are the ones that are of moment.
Gracias, Carlton.
Thank you, Carlton. Then I move that, following this thorough summary related to informal communications and document exchange, then I move that, although that was the initial feeling of the Caribbean ALS's group, at the same time, I believe that dialogue led to a more fluid exchange of ideas that needs to be continued. So, Carlos, please, I will recognize you only if you will be brief. I'm Carlos Aguirre, and I will be brief. On a point of clarification, as I did yesterday in our formal meeting, when dealing with the bylaws issues, a point of clarification to my brother Carlton, there isn't a Caribbean region and a southern region. There is a single region, Latin America and the Caribbean. Thank you. Carlos, according to what I heard in English, I think that Carlos referred to the ALSs and the group of ALSs within the region without making any distinction.
I was there in 2006. One of the things, just one clarification on Carlton's thing. Yeah, one clarification on Carlton's thing is that it was not just Caribbean countries that had proposed or supported that issue. And I agree, and yes, I agree with Carlos. We did go through a whole long discussion as to whether to consider a Caribbean sub-region or not, and so on. And it came down to, yes, this is one region. However, the concerns that all of the members of the region may not have the same, how would I put it,
well, we would have a different perspective.
Yeah, perspective. So that there would have been necessarily some sort of, we would need some sort of mechanism to take that into consideration. And not just, but it's not that, oh, there's a whole region, there's a sub-region, another sub-region, because that bit we had blown out of the water early on.
Vamos a hacer de esto una
We are going to have an online discussion of something we said would not be an item on the agenda, and that would be offline. I apologize. I do think that Carlton and Jacqueline's point of clarification is relevant, but please let's focus on our agenda because we always run short of time. We have 15 minutes devoted to the treatment of a suggestion put forth by the staff. It would be good to devote 5 minutes to dealing with what happened during the meeting to see what are our current concerns. And please, to that end, let me know if you want to be recognized. Otherwise, we will carry on with the next item on the agenda. So we will move on to the next item on the agenda. We will leave the bylaws aside. The review of the last quarter could very well be put at the end of our priorities, could go to the end of the list. I take it for granted that you can all access the agenda. If not, please let me know. I think that none of these items are a number one priority for us to address right now. If anyone considers there is a priority, please let us know. So we have this agenda right in front of us, and on the other hand, Sergio put forth certain motions. So I am asking you to decide. Antonio? Chair, would you please read the items on the agenda? Right. Update on the Cartagena meeting. 15 minutes, discussions of ALAC key policies. Those are 2 points within the Cartagena update point. We have the review of the bylaws modifications or amendments, and that was deferred, and the electronic or online vote or ballot that will take place once we reach consensus. For the record, only for the record, since February, it was in February that we reached consensus on this agenda. However, taking this into consideration, and we spoke about this with Dev on many opportunities in conferences with Matthias and Heidi, we realized that we need 66% of an affirmative vote in order to amend the bylaws, and We also need a general assembly with people present, and we need that quorum. And in the online voting, we have the we need the 66% quorum. So these informal dialogues guarantee that we are not going to be blindfolded into the electronic voting. We consider that 66% is the valid percentage of electronic voting. So this means that everybody should cast an affirmative ballot in order to justify the bylaws amendments. So if I know that a group of ALSs, it's telling me something about this proposal, and then I have another group of ALSs that was doing that at the same time, it makes no sense to move on to an electronic ballot. We have tried out different channels. We have tried out parallel conference calls with interpretations. We have tried Skype calls. We have tried using documents. So even though we moved forward considerably, we are still unable to come up with a text, with a document. Our last instance was our face-to-face informal dialogue with non or not professional translators or interpreters, and I think this is the method we need to apply. And I say this for the record so that it may be further reviewed when we reconsider the process and we can consider or have a historic background to see what mechanisms we used and which mechanisms resulted the most useful ones, and also to see why we're making this decision. Is there anyone who wants to be recognized? Sergio and then Antonio. I want to go back to two items mentioned at the beginning of this meeting. First, I forgot to say my name. Excuse me, I am Sergio Salinas speaking. First, Andres, you said, or you mentioned the richness, the productivity of working face-to-face. And although we can work remotely, a face-to-face meeting derived in great progress. And secondly, I want to express a concern, and that is, and this is food for thought, for us to start thinking about our further steps. How are we going to work out our face-to-face General Assembly for the approval of our bylaws? This is a concern for me because this could have been achieved if we had held our RALO or RALO meeting in this beautiful country. Thank you. Antonio, you're now recognized. Okay, I want to be more accurate on the terms, and especially regarding, or I want you to specify the meaning of the word informal when you refer to the informal meetings. I think they are not so informal. I think we have been working on this process. Our job is part of the process, so I don't want the word informal to be applied, because I think we have worked conscientiously, so much so that we have engaged in very serious analysis and reflections. So it's my preference not to use that term. Thank you, Antonio. Evidently, in the Latin American version of Spanish, the word informal has many connotations, and it may also have different connotations in English. I know that for some people it means low quality, but for me, informal means that we are not using the traditional communication channels in which you have to introduce yourself, in which you need to set time windows and deadlines, and you need to express or use a formal language. This is what I meant when I said informal. Informal means we get together, we round a table, we exchange views, and this is it. But I will stop using the word informal. I will say a non-formal event or meeting. I agree with what Antonio said. This is a mature, serious process, and it's hard to reach that debate and to reach agreement among 36 parties. We have 15 new ALSs in Buenos Aires, and consensus is not that easy nowadays. So I will move on with the points on the agenda. The next item is the review of the last quarter. There's a report from the ALAC Secretariat, and we have 20 minutes allocated to setting priorities for the next quarter, and we also have an organization of internal issues in inreach and outreach. I would like to devote time to the two motions are put forth by Sergio. I'm Sergio Salinas. We held a meeting, a formal meeting, shall we say, between the representative, Silvia from Brazil, and myself. That would be beginning my tenure after this last meeting as from next Friday. We want to encourage working groups in the RALO to come up not only with mandates, but with a deep, thorough work from our RALO that will rationally contemplate communications policies debated at ICANN. That's why I ask this meeting to approve the creation of the same commissions that are used within the ALAC, so that we can start the same debate and discussions, the same working groups. Okay, your motion will be considered further on in this meeting, and I will recognize Carlton. In 2009, when the election took place that gave rise or created the working groups and or committees. They are using the word commissions, actually. Well, we defined this. We drafted a list of topics and people in charge of those groups and people that are members of those groups or committees. This mechanism was not successful at all at the time. Some people took a political stance of non-participation, and some others were determined to work in these groups or committees. And this was decided by consensus in a conference call, and we said that that mechanism was not useful. When we lowered our standards regarding demands, we decided to create groups on a monthly basis that were set up and then finished or dissolved in the same month, so that we could work within the public comment period at the time to deal with more topical issues on the agenda and to focus on the issues at or on ICANN's public agenda or on ALAC's agenda, public agenda. That mechanism was not successful either. There was nothing to celebrate there, but there were some accomplishments. We have achieved unanimous statements. We have posted public comments, but this does not reach my level of demand. We are open, or this issue may remain open. So if we want to raise our standards and we want to have stable working groups or committees, hello, Ireland, welcome. It's a pleasure to hear you. Yeah, a pleasure to hear you. Thank you, thank you. So as I was saying, if we want to go back to that high level of institutions and have these stable working groups, So be it. But I see, or I consider that I have to tell you about this historic development, and you may share this or not. Carlton, you're now recognized.
You said a lot about what I wanted to say, but I wanted to echo and probably do a little rubble jumping here. It matters what the process is to become involved in the policy-making structure. I have always promoted the idea that we join standing ALAC working groups. There are such creatures. What that does for you or for us in the region is that before you come back to the regional discussions, you would have had some idea of how the rest of the world is treating the policy debate. And therefore, you would be better informed to guide the La Corallo debates around said policy issues. I still maintain that if you are going to participate fully, and probably I should say make some contribution to the policy debate that eventually is advised by the ALAC, it would be appropriate for you to become integrated in the working groups that are fashioned by ALAC. That is the single best way I see for us to become informed, involved, and ultimately shape policy. It does not make sense to me for us to develop often working groups. To me, that makes no sense.
Gracias, Carlton.
Thank you, Carlton. Definitely, in case we want to raise our standards and create standing working groups on issues similar to those of ALAC, those people would definitely have to be involved in ALAC's working groups. This means, for instance, that they have to be English speakers, or else we know that although some of us can speak English, not all our representatives can speak English or be English speakers or competent English speakers. I would encourage a higher number of delegates or representatives in ALAC's commissions or committees. The more representatives, the better our results. We will have more training and education in the RALO, and we will be able to express an opinion on each statement. So Carlton's comment, remarks, are welcome. I take them on board. If we want to approve this motion, to carry this motion, we will have to have a very, very different commitment to the one so far. And I'm not going to be fully skeptical, because yesterday we spoke about self-esteem in our showcase, but I allow myself to put this question forth. Are we going to be that committed? Are we going to make it? If not, probably we need to increase participation gradually. Of course, we need to work or attend ALAC commissions or committees. Sergio, you are recognized. If anyone wants to speak about this topic, I give the floor to that person. Thank you, Sergio. Fatima, you have the floor. Okay, I because of technical reasons, I cannot access Adobe Connect. So there are many things I cannot see. Okay, I raised my hand before Carlton, and my question is more specific, and it was probably replied. In short, I think that right now we are better prepared to participate in already existing ALAC groups and start acquiring more commitment or developing a further commitment instead of setting an obligation for us to participate in our own working groups. Probably later on, when this is more, when this is smoother, we can move forward. But I don't see that working groups are working. Jose, you're recognized. I'm Jose Arce. I think that 7 or 8 conference calls ago, and I have been participating in the conference calls, but I do remember that at the time, people discussed the possibility of having working groups in the RALO with people that would be willing to commit and that could speak English in order to help those that were not able to. And I think this did not come to fruition. In any event, I think we can go back to this stage, to this decision, revisit it, and not leave it aside. Maybe this possibility is still feasible. Yes, I remember what you are talking about, Jose. So in this case, this would be an intermediate stage, that is, not creating formal commissions or working groups. And even so, we are facing hurdles. Thank you. I'm Francisco Cordova from Enredo. I think that it's interesting to be part of ALAC's working groups, not in a mandatory fashion, but by means of a system that engages people who feel they have that commitment with very small-scale metrics. Because yesterday when people spoke about the ATRT review, people spoke about measurements or metrics. So if a person is committed within or in the ALAC, how is that person live up to that commitment? So we cannot make this a mandatory decision.
Muchas gracias. ¿Nadie más?
Thank you very much. Any other comment? Carlos? Just a question to the person who have spoken, Francisco. Francisco, what do you mean by metrics? For example, in that meeting, someone committed himself or herself. We had some organizations, and today we don't have them. We don't know which organizations were. We don't know which organizations committed to have that type of information. So the idea is to have that information of the organizations that commit themselves to work. That is one goal that we must set. Carlos? Anything else or any other comment? Silvia? Olivier? I was talking a lot about this with Sylvia, so I would like you to say or express your opinion in this regard.
Question. With regards to the amount of time that is required for taking part in working groups, if LAC RALO creates its own working groups mirroring the ALAC working groups, does that mean that members would have to both attend the ALAC working groups and the local working groups?
Según lo que Carlton plantea, lo que yo comparto de fin.
According to Carlton, I think it would not be good, because if we create working groups, we would not be able to put aside these people. They should be members of both groups. My idea would be to make a gradually increase in our participation in the ALAC agenda. So I think that this increase should be given by means of adding people in the ALAC working groups. They should have the information, they should share a document and participate in conference calls. If we can do that, if we can achieve this, the creation, it will be automatically, we create a committee or a working group automatically. So in this case, the only distance from one step to the other is that we should say to the LAC-RAILO, this is what we want to propose as the outcome or as a goal. So according to your question, if someone is in a LAC-RAILO committee or working group, should be in the ALAC working group. First, Silvia is recognized, and then Sergio. Silvia Leite is my name. The idea of Internauta proposing these working groups in LAC-RAILO is a survey that we did informally in some of the ALS, of Spanish ALSs. They told us that they wanted to work and that in some of the groups, of the ALA groups, they only speak in English. So we proposed to create something, an inreach, a parallel inreach, to incorporate these people. And at the same time, not only with ALAC topics, but we could also create working groups with topics which are important for the region, and we have a consensus with this region, and to take all these topics to the ALAC table for ALAC to consider them. So we have 2 points here, not only the ALAC topics, but also the topics related to the region. Then we will have to see if we can have results in this respect. But this was due to a request of the ALSs, the Spanish-speaking ALSs. I will take the words of Jacqueline. I would like to ask you something, Sergio. What Silvia says is different to what you said. Can we agree on Silvia's motion? Can we take her motion? Yes. I think we should enlarge or give more explanation about what we wanted to do. I accept my motion, but I will say it again. I think that LAC-RAILO is undergoing a historical process which is very different to the one that has been taking place in the last period of time due to issues of the RAILO, and now we are having a flow of organizations who will start working, and these organizations that understood that non-participation, the lack of no voting certain issues, and no participating in certain issues was a way of showing themselves. These were being transmitted throughout informal channels, but I understand that this could be good for the region to work in an organized way with working groups, because this might generate leaders in topics that we are not having right now, and also because the representatives of the ALAC now are needing a good and rich work from the region, but because we also understand that the region should have a clear policy regarding the topics being discussed in ALAC, and we cannot be isolated organizations going to discuss the in the different committees of ALAC. I think it is important and to have a position as a region, and we must come to ALAC as a region, as a group, to discuss important topics for the regions. And apart from this, I agree with Silvia. We have great problems, great communication problems when it comes to languages. We needed to hire or translations on translators, and this is also affecting the budget and the economic processes in the regions. And I think this is something important, the fact that we can work in this type of working groups. Jacqueline?
Basically, since Sylvia explained it, it got a lot clearer. But I just want to kind of give a summary that kind of clears it up in my head. It makes sense to have working groups in the region for local issues that where we can develop those issues to a point where they can come up to the ALAC and maybe go towards issues report or PDP or something like that. If it's an issue that we can develop in the region, that kind of working group makes sense. The kind of working group that effectively duplicates the issues that are already being worked on in the global at large won't make sense, because all it really does is duplicate. What might make sense with regard to that is the people who are interested, we can get one or two of them to participate in the working group itself. And if there are other people who are interested but don't feel that they're ready to participate fully or so on, you can create an ad hoc mailing list or something where those people who are participating in the working group can share the information, can explain what has been going on. But you don't have to have a whole duplication of process going on, because that's kind of a waste of time.
But
that would be a good way to build capacity, to have like a list that kind of supports the people who are in the working group. That's my thought.
Dev, después Carlos.
Thank you, Chair.
And then Carlin.
Jacqueline's suggestion is what I was going to propose as well.
Carlos.
Definitely, I think that in this session, the representatives from the Caribbean region have my support. On the other hand, it is the first time that I listened that not participating is a way of participating. I don't like this idea. If this was so, it was absolutely out of place. I think it is something wrong. But I would like to say this to be honest with you and be honest with myself. I say it, Carlos. It was me the one who said it.
Jacqueline. Carlos said that the last part, I guess it's the last part. Carlos said that, not participating, not giving quorum to discussions, not going to teleconferences as a way of expressing something politically. So that made the phrase not participating as a way of participating. Maybe we have some background in this and the translators don't, because we discussed this before in privately. So I'm like presumptuous in order to say that I can interpret what Carlos meant. But I guess I did. So now that ahora que estamos claros, vuelvo al español.
No, not that we are clear on this topic, I go back to Spanish. I was the one who said that phrase, and I was referring particularly as a way of participating. But this is not a way I shared. This is not the idea that I am sharing with you. Carlton?
Listen, the fundamental idea is, Chair, that La Corralo was set up enabled to provide advice on policy pertaining to ICANN's operation and practice. That was the way it was set up. If you are not going to put yourself in a position to do that, then there is absolutely no need for La Corralo. And that is one of the things that I keep saying. We have a mechanism that is already enabled to develop policy positions from the at large. They are called working groups that are established under ALAC, which is the recognized body to carry policy advice from the at large to ICANN. That's what we have today. It might make us feel good if we go off and run off and have something else bubbling up in La Corralo that has nothing to do with that. But I am not for that. what our entire reason for being here in something called Lacrallo is what I pointed out to be. So if we understand that, we will understand why the policy development and the policy advice processes that are already established are the ones that we should seek to augment and strengthen and gain from. That's what I think needs to be said.
Gracias. Sindra, yes.
Thank you, Sindra. And then anybody else willing to take the floor? Sindra and then Antonio.
I just wanted to give my perception of what Jacqueline was saying. Maybe participation is the wrong word, but perhaps if we have representatives who cannot commit the time but are interested in what is going on in a working group, perhaps they can come in as to be mentored or in that sense just to be present. I actually did want to raise something with regard to working groups. Perhaps we can set a timeline for it rather than it just being up to the working group to define what their milestones should be so that we keep the momentum going and we build in a sense of reporting back to us.
Gracias. Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Clarify, Jacqueline Morris. I just wanted to clarify one thing. My thing had nothing to do with participation at all. It had to do with, does it make sense to structure Lacrallo with working groups that overlap or duplicate what is going on in the greater at large already? It had nothing to do with how many people were participating, who could participate, or anything like that. The idea of having the regional Lacrallo working groups as a place to create our own issues and bring them to a stage where we can take them to the global ALAC is exactly how the rest of the at-large develops positions that come to ALAC, and at that point they become ALAC issues, like the domain tasting that came out of Lacrallo, like the registrar abuse that has come out of Lacrallo. Those started off in regional groups. They reached a stage. They discussed them. They studied them. And then they reached a stage where they said, okay, let's take this to ALAC. And that's what I think we can have our regional working groups to do, but not at all to duplicate what it is that we're doing there. And if people want to participate, great. If they don't want to participate, we obviously have to develop a mechanism to get them out.
Muchas gracias. Yo lo comparto.
Thank you. I agree with you. And let me add what I was telling Olivier, and I am recognizing Antonio and Sergio as I speak. Duplicating is a bad idea, no doubt, but if all these people are in the ALAC working group and they can engage in a private exchange of ideas, that causes no harm. However, I think we should work more gradually. Antonio, you are now recognized. I think that from the moment we start accepted or agreed to become a part of Lacrallo, we were committed. We assumed a commitment. We took up a commitment. So in these processes, being present is not enough, and being absent is non-feasible as an alternative. As Carlton says, it's necessary to work in order to increase and strengthen mechanisms recognized as enabled and duly accepted mechanisms, and that are secure, reliable, in that this is what enables us to accomplish things or to achieve the desired accomplishments. So, in short, what's your position, Antonio? What are you proposing? Well, my proposal is that if we are here, it's because we need to work. We cannot have an option. Yes, I know, but with regard to the motion, I mean, do you second this motion? Do you have a different viewpoint? Of course, we know that if we are here because we need to work. Yes, you're right, but not all of us work. So setting up working groups, yes, you can set up plenty of working groups and we can spread all our efforts and time to no avail. So I think we need to have our feet on the ground and say, okay, these are the four topics or issues in which we will become involved. What's more, I want to ask you if on previous experience you can see that there were previous successes. Well, if so, let's build upon those success stories and try out new mechanisms. Trying out new mechanisms is a risk because we may waste valuable time. So let's go back to what we did a year ago, and I think that if not, you're not being objective. Okay, you're much clearer now. Sergio, you're recognized. Only two things. First, no doubt, issues that were going to be addressed in the working groups had to do with new topics or new issues, and not, and they were not revisiting older issues because that was not going to be beneficial for ICANN or the RALO. On the other hand, no doubt, our representation right now, we have two representatives from this RALO. Well, we would like to make our own contributions on the basis of a compilation of opinions and a summary of the RALO position. However, if I am not making myself understood, or if I am making myself understood, but even so, you would rather we made decisions in isolation, so be it. The only contribution we were trying to make was not only to enrich debate on ICANN issues, but also to adjust to a global thought in the region and not to the position of two people that at the time were representing two organizations and now they represent the whole region. Sergio, let me reply to that. I believe the following. First, regarding your objectives, and that Sylvia seconds, and I have spoken about these objectives with you. Well, I fully agree. The direction in which you want to move, and I am now speaking for myself, and if you agree, please let me know. Well, you and I want to go towards the same direction. It is very clear that that is our aim. I don't know if anyone here holds a different view, but I think we are in a false dichotomy in when we say, well, either we have working groups and we are truly representative, or else we gradually start working in the ALAC groups. My proposal is the following. I don't think this motion will be carried. We may vote on this motion if you want. But if you agree, we can try out a gradual mechanism and we fix a deadline, let's say the March conference, and we can bring in people from ALAC and we can set up specialized groups, as Jacqueline said, and we can work on inreach. And if in March we think we're ready, we vote the motion. If not, okay, how do we guarantee that non-English speakers can participate? If there's going to be interpreting, please do not take this comment into account. Heidi, Matthias, Carlton, can you help me with this last question? How do we stand regarding multilingualism and interpretation and translation of documents in working groups, working group meetings? How do we deal with that?
Just an update that Christina Rodriguez, who is our language services manager, will be with us during the wrap-up session this Thursday between 7:30 and 9:30, and she will be speaking to this issue and be able to answer any questions you might have on this.
Excelente. Sergio, yo en particular tengo la impresión de que
I think that someone who does not speak English cannot be a member of the working group. However, to create a parallel working group is not good. If the barrier is exactly the same in a duplicated working group, we are not having any solution because we will have the same barrier. Comentario sin micrófono. Comment without microphone. Do you want a direct dialogue? Okay. So, Sergio was saying that InReach is being generated. Would you like us to vote this motion? I propose, I don't know if you agree or not, I would like to establish a transition towards the working groups integrated with ALAC. The working groups are our direction. Do you agree with me? Carlos? Carlos Aguirre. In point 7 of our agenda, we have internal topics, InReach and UnReach, and to perform InReach, and we have to discuss this at that time, perhaps those participating in the working groups perhaps might have conference calls in Spanish among the ALSs with those wanting to participate, and we can have InReach with the translation or interpretations with the results of the working group. This might help us to solve the problems that we might have if no translation or interpretation is available. Silvia? I do agree with Carlo, and when it comes to your question, I would say that I do not agree with your questions, because we have seen up to now that people do not incorporate themselves to the already created working groups of the ALAC due to that problem, due to the language barriers. So I think what Carlo has commented is very proper, very suitable, because documents are translated in Spanish a week later, and these working groups might work on these documents and comment in Spanish or English for the groups already participating in ALAC. And we don't have a lot of participation due to the varied languages that we encounter. You do not agree with the question, but what I wanted to ask is, do you think that our direction is not to have permanent working groups? And I think you nodded. Do you agree with that? Do you think that that is not the direction in which we should move? Now, we have consensus in the final objective. So when it comes to what you say, I would say that it is true. This RALO and they has been the group fighting for translation and interpretation. We were the ones fighting. We are constantly talking about this topic. But saying that the barrier is idiomatic, I won't say that this is so, because in this table there are only two people who are not able to work in Spanish. Perhaps we might have other delegates with the same problem, but I don't think the linguistic problem would be a barrier. We will overcome this issue as soon as we can, but we also have other reasons why we are not participating actively in the ALAC committee. Silvia, I do agree with you, Andres, when it comes to the people attending this meeting. But I'm also talking on behalf of the ones who are not here and the ones who do not participate quite a lot. Perhaps that might be one of the barriers. I'm not saying it is the only one, but we are trying to have all the ALSs, the 36 ALSs, to participate. Okay, we do agree with you. What he means is that the linguistic or idiomatic barrier is not that important, because there were documents in Spanish available. We must keep on insisting on multilingualism, but this is not the only reason. Okay, Fatima, I didn't say that. I didn't say it was the only reason, but if we want to integrate, if we want integration, this should be solved. Okay, do we agree with this? We are not going to pass this motion. But we understand as a conclusion that this is our objective, and we must list the items to define. Number one, we must ask our delegates to incorporate the ALAC committee. Second item, identify or try to identify which topic in Spanish and in English should be treated, which regional topic we could work with. And number three, to focus on the inreach when it comes to the topics on the agenda, just to improve our capacity of participation. And as I said, and Fatima also said, we have many lawyers in the regions, but we had the bylaws in Spanish and English, and there was no participation. But apart from this, inreach and outreach should be the boosting elements for this, for our action. And another topic that I would like to mention is the graduate evaluation of our meeting in March, and see where we're standing at that time, and see if we can create a stable working groups. Meanwhile, we can create an ad hoc working group with a 15 days of duration. This is my personal proposal. If you don't agree, we're not adding it to the list. This is just to define a concrete position. This would help us, and this is an objective that we can't perform, we can't reach, and we are not being very active in the public comments of ICANN. I'm Sergio Cordova. I would like to ask a question to the people participating in the working groups. I don't know if the LACRELO has a matrix where they can say these are important groups in the region and we are participating or not, because this might be the first key task to have very clear in mind the important topics for the groups, for the regions. We have to say these are the key working groups, and there are no people working in these working groups. And the other topic related to the inreach and in relation to the metrics, I would say that the people working in these working groups must do inreach in Spanish for all the members in order to motivate them to participate. The action items, I will read them again slowly because Mattia was writing and I was speaking very fast. So I will say, identify who can be incorporated to the working groups, the ALAC working groups. Then ask them to participate. Then, on the other hand, see what issues are not being contemplated in the ALAC agenda and which are relevant for the region. And I think this answers your question, Francisco, related to that matrix you were talking about. Today, we are talking without a matrix, and we are following the ICANN agenda, but we are not being we are not doing a good catch-up, so we are not having a good results in this respect. I am being crude with my comments, I know, but I can do it. And I think this is our matrix. It is not the one we have chosen, but the one that we have. This is our reality. So now we must take the control of the situation. Now, going back to the action items, another item would be to postpone into 3 months' time for the conference call in March to see the advancement we have made. And we should incorporate people to the working groups and make public comments, make enrich, work strongly in the motivation and in the improvement of translation and interpretation in the worldwide working groups. And at the same time, we must define the relevant topics for the region at the local level. We should work within our own ALSs with the relevant topics for the region and create working groups to post these issues. I think this would be an action item. Matthias, could you write them? Okay. Okay. I think Matthias is so good that even though I speak so fast, I think that he can do it. Sorry, Matthias. Sergio, you are recognized now. My name is Sergio Salinas. I think what you've mentioned is okay. Perhaps we can start with small working groups working on specific topics of ALAC and then increase participation. This might be a way to go for the working groups and to increase our participation within the region. That is all I wanted to say. Can we go on, Carton?
Let me see, because I get the sense that
you were never out.
I get the sense that we are thinking participation is some major kind of development that is required. All that is required to participate in a work group is A, to know which one it is, B, to sign up for the work group, C, to sign up to use the communication tools that tell you what's happening in the work group, and D, make a commitment to invest some time for the work group. And that investment of time includes A, educating yourself about the issues that the work group is grappling with, B, reading the messages that comes through the communication channels used by the work group. The communication channels are the wiki, the email list, and the teleconferences. Those are the primary ones that are used for work group. That is what participation is. It is not something extraordinary beyond our normal, natural way of learning something and then having a position. You are not required, my friends, to say anything on a work group. That doesn't. Nobody requires you to have a position. What is required is that you go and you listen and you read and you contemplate until you feel that you are sufficiently capable of making a determination. We call it lurking. I sometimes sit on work groups and I don't say a thing. Not because I cannot say something, but sometimes you need to give other people a chance to say something. You don't want to drown out the conversation. And I am urging you, the way you start is simply by showing up. That is the requirement. You have to show up. You have to get connected to the work group. You have to join the email list. You have to read the wiki. You have to show up. That's all it takes. And I am not buying the fact that you cannot. No, we are all sensible, well-bred professionals. I am not suggesting that because you are... I don't think the language difference is... Let's face it. When we started in 2006, some of us didn't know anything about this thing. Carlos. Carlos is one who's, I have been on work groups with him, and I've seen him work hard to understand the issues, even when it's been spoken in English, and he's very unsure of if he's hearing it right. He will ask you, what do you think they mean by that? And all he needs, and I am saying that I am happy that he showed up, because it tells me that he is willing to participate. That's all I'm saying.
Carlos?
Sí, Carlos.
Un aplauso para Carlton.
Carlos, an applause for Carlton.
Bro, Carlton. We fight very hard during a lot of time in order to get the translations, the interpretations, and we try of the all kinds of possibles to get this knowledge. We need to get hopes to participate. This is the necessity, not other thing. Y ahora sí para.
And now, to for my understanding, I will. We have fought a lot to get these interpretations and translation services. We have them right now. And this participation that you are talking about, Carlton, is not available. We don't have participation. We have documents in Spanish about all the topics. Today, Cristina Rodriguez is working with a great group of people performing a great job to have all the information for us to work, but not only us in Spanish, but also in 6 different languages. So this was a big fight from the very beginning, and then we have Silvia comes to this fight, enters this fight, and today we have that. We must go on. We have to keep on developing this battle. Because our friends always move forward, but 1 week later or 2 weeks later, we have the documentation, we have the documents, and we must have the will to read them, to participate in the conference calls, and to make the effort to understand. But then we have the clarification with the documents, it already translated 1 or 2 weeks later. So I congratulate your comment. I think that it is high time to start the engine and go on.
Is there anybody else willing to take the floor? I believe this debate maybe reached some points of gridlock, but let's have an optimistic view on it. I think this was a positive debate. Let us now focus on our next topic. Sergio, you are recognized. Well, this happens to me, but also to some people with whom I have spoken. We have been speaking about automatic email translation. We proposed automatic Google translation and stop paying for that service. I don't know how this is being implemented, but this service is very confusing. We misinterpret the person that is addressing us because we know that person, and we say, how come such and such person is saying this thing? And, you know, we meet that person on Skype and we realize their message was different. Probably we can do away with those translations. Perhaps the emails can remain in English, and perhaps if our English-speaking colleagues need so, we may have the translation, but I would rather get the emails in English and then seek the translation myself. Thank you.
Bueno, perdón, estaba...
Excuse me, we are pressed for time. Sintra, Carlos, you are recognized. Sintra is recognized first.
I don't know if I'm understanding correctly. So you're saying that whatever is our mother tongue, we should email a list, one list in that, and then the other parties use Google Translate instead of subscribing to the service. Is that correct? So Sergio would type his email in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I will type mine in English, right?
Si, si yo no entiendo mal, Sintra.
If I got it rightly, Sintra, the proposal is to stop using the automatic translation service, to keep both our lists. No. Okay, to have only one list, a single list. Sir, here you are recognized again. Okay, let me rephrase my motion for the sake of understanding. If, let's see, I have spoken with Spanish speakers. Many Spanish speakers think that translations are impossible to understand and make no sense at all. If so, my proposal is let's do away with the translation service and we translate emails in English. Probably both of us that can write in both language can do so, and the same may apply for those willing to dare write in Spanish if your native language is English. Why not? But if our English-speaking colleagues face the same issue and the texts are impossible to understand for them. Sergio, you have made yourself clear. Thank you. I think that would entail having a single list, a plain text. Everybody writes in their own language, and then the receiver or recipient of the email seeks their own translation. Carlos, and you are now recognized. Second, sir, here's a motion. I think that a single list is a good idea. We can write in either English or Spanish or in both languages, and then the email recipient will seek the email translation, their own translation, because as sir, here says, both in English and Spanish, the automatic translation, not the one by the interpreters, which is really good. The automatic translation is bad, really awful. Okay, I see Carlton clapping his hands. Okay, today I sent a communique with the list inviting people to the teleconference. I received four replies in Spanish, then in English, and then the translations. So I received four replies. So when there is activity on the Lacralo list, it gets sort of heavy going. And, you know, I have to start deleting lots of repeated answers, and Gmail accumulates everything. I have to delete chats, conversations. So it's a mess to work with duplicated emails. So there are plenty of reasons to eliminate that and go back to plain text. I don't know if you agree with that. If so, we can carry that motion.
If it's so cool to use Google Translate to go and find Google Translate and translate your own email, is there not a way to automatically use Google Translate? That if the Google Translate is so much better than the one we currently have, and then I can subscribe to one list and read it all in English, no matter where you send it, or vice versa in Spanish.
Jacqueline, discutámoslo, perdón, entonces de lo que...
Jacqueline, from what you're saying, what I get is that, on the one hand, English speakers have the same impression. Carlton was clapping his hands. when Carlos was speaking, so we are all on the same page. We can then agree on whether we delete this and go back to plain text or whether we can use another automatic system. I would personally go back to plain text because we wouldn't be replicating messages. Many times I have to click on the link to go back to the original list to get the original message. This is what we all have to go through, Deb.
I just want to clarify. One of the issue that I think that I seem to be getting is that the translation as it is very, very bad. And the solution to that is not necessarily getting rid of translations entirely, but getting a translation that solves the problems that you have with the current translation. Because the idea of having a part of the reason that you get multiple emails is because you subscribe to multiple lists so you can read it in both languages. If the translation is good and the format of the email is good, then you don't need to click on a link to go back to the original. You don't need to have you don't need to subscribe to the list in both English and Spanish. Do you see what I mean? And that is why I was saying, because Google Translate does check the message to see what language it's in and that kind of thing. So it wouldn't be necessary. If we look at what, if we narrow it down to exactly what the problem is, not looking at, this is a solution I think is going to work for what I think the problem is. But I'm an engineer, so I can't go down to what exactly is the problem that we're trying to solve. Break it all the way down. And the problem I see is not that we don't need translations of the emails, but we do not like the translations as they are currently occurring. Because everybody's already said, yes, I will go and translate the message myself. Therefore, that obviously means that translations are required.
Sí, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, I think we all agree with you in your diagnosis with regard or as regards automatic, the automatic feature. The fact that translation wouldn't be automatic doesn't give us another option. I wouldn't do the translation myself. I would seek automatic translation in Portuguese, for instance. So I think that the option is to get rid of automatic translation and seek other solutions. Matias, you're recognized, and then Dev.
You know, on the mailing list a couple of weeks ago, and I asked our IT department whether it's possible to use Google Translate instead of the translation machine we're currently using. They said, yes, it's possible. So they are currently working on switching to Google Translate for the list translation. Having said that, it is also possible, should be possible in the future, to sign up to a list where you have all the messages in their original language. So you only get one message of each email. However, you're not going to be able to send emails to that list because, of course, then you would have two lists which are separate from each other. So we still need to send emails to the email list in Spanish or English. So I think rather than deciding now that we scrap mailing translation altogether, I would encourage you to wait until the new Google Translation system is in place and there's two lists to choose from.
Clarify and see how it works. Yeah, I support what Matias is saying.
Bueno, tenemos dos opciones entonces.
We face two options. I think I am by myself in putting this forth. Personally, I would rather. I think that Google Translator in the list has the same quality as the public. So I think we just need the list and nothing else. Carlos, you're recognized. I want to agree with you, Andres, with what you're putting forth. I think we need to eliminate the automatic translation and we need only one single list. Francisco, yes, I agree. We need only one list because the original message has to remain as such and we need to decide whether we use that technology. We cannot be dependent upon a specific technology. Okay, by a show of hands, who approves the single list? Who approves the single list? Excuse me. are we voting to maintain a single list with the original messages? Exactly. So by a show of hands, who agrees? Who votes affirmatively? This is just for the sake of procedure. This is for the sake of procedure. Jacqueline, you are a voting member. So the people, the members present can vote. Carlton can also vote. Matthias, we don't need to wait for anything. Lacrello has decided. Okay.
What I was saying before is I just wanted to make this one point clear before you have the vote. In the new system, you would have the choice to have your emails in just the original language. The only difference is that you would have to be, the message you are sending out would have to be sent to either the Spanish or the English list. You could subscribe to a list where you only have the message in its original language. So you have the choice to either get the translation or have the original version.
Matías, para clasificar, significaría que tendríamos tres.
So, Matías, we would have three lists, Spanish, English, and the other one in which we just received the original messages. So do we want three lists or one list?
Just to be sure, Matthias, what would happen is when you join up, you say, I want my emails in Spanish with Google Translate. I want my emails in English with Google Translate. I want my emails in French or whatever other languages we go to. And then if you wanted to see, if you were one of those lovely multilingual people, you could say, whatever language they write it in, send it to me. And then whatever language I want to write in, I send it to the relevant place. So you don't have to belong to multiple lists. You just have to have the right address when you're sending an email. So if I choose to send an email in Spanish, I send it to one address. If I'm sending it in English, I send it to the other address. But I subscribe to the one where everything is in one language. So
sí,
I wouldn't be in three lists. Sorry, it's not really three lists.
Jacqueline, está claro. Yo también.
Jacqueline, I would be on a single list, but you would have three or four lists on which to click. So we have a new ALS, for example, signing up into one list. The ALS has to choose. They, you know, and that adds no value. People are working. The staff is working. So it adds no value. Dev?
Well, I think I will support Matthias's suggestion. But to clarify, the thing is, what is supposed to have happen ideally is an ALS subscribes to one list and one list only. The list will either be in English or the list in Spanish. And when it's posted, what was ideally supposed to happen was when somebody's posted on the English list, an email comes on the Spanish list showing what was posted on the English translated.
In English.
Translated into Spanish. And vice versa. That is, an email is posted on the Spanish list. On the English list, you will get a translated version of that Spanish email. Now, what's been happening, it's a combination of things. One, okay, translation, the machine translation is not working good. But the second problem is, and what really complicates things is precisely because we are posting to both lists at the same time, generating four messages at the same time. And then this makes replying even gets more complicated. And actually, that's also a fault of the machine translation. Replies tend to get mangles the message, and then it just becomes a gibberish. I would like just to suggest that just rather than taking a hasty decision and trying to just, you know, deciding what feature, if the IT services are willing to meet, I don't know if they're in Cartagena or remote, I would undertake, you know, meeting with them and finding out what needs to be done or what could be done. Switching to Google Translate might be better, might be a good solution, but maybe I think there's some other things that need to be looked at. For example, when emails are when the person's names are translated, it also becomes difficult to figure out who said what. You know, is there a way to compose our messages that certain parts are translated, some are not? Things like that.
¿Se entendió? Para mí me parece.
I think it is very clear what the new system would entail if once tried out it works out, of course. If so, then what you were saying may become a reality. I personally think for the sake of resource spending, I think this adds no value. There wouldn't be any new value or any value added. So I don't want to start mobilizing staff to try out a system. I don't want to go to a meeting. I don't want to go to a teleconference to try this out when, in all honesty, I think we should eliminate this, the automatic translation, and that's it. I don't know if anyone wants to take the floor.
You take like 3 minutes explaining how will be the list, okay? And some people, we don't understand how will be. Maybe we'll speak more with Martin. And the second thing, simple, better. The simple things are better. So if we have only one list, each person has the option to choose whatever they want to translate it, okay? So that, and the second thing is, if we already voted that 5 minutes ago, why are we returning to the same topic? That is.
And then just one other
thing.
Jacqueline?
Blackberries don't do Google Translate, so I will not be able to respond to most emails because most of the time I'm not on a computer.
And these are...
Me neither.
Yo tampoco.
So one list.
So lo de Blackberry fue bastante...
When it comes to your comment on the BlackBerry, it was quite good, but what do we do? Do we solve the problem or not? Because Matthias wanted to make some comments before voting. Do we vote or not? Did you understand the comment of the BlackBerry? She's using BlackBerry. She doesn't have Google Translator.
But I mean, Jacqueline made a very excellent point. Mobile phones. If you're receiving these things on mobile phones, yes, maybe technology will catch up and allow Google Translate to do these things or whatever technology comes up. My point is that I would just not rush to a hasty decision. Yes, there's been some frustration with the list, but I think it's a combination of how we are using it as well. And I think if we misuse any tool, you know, we're going to get incorrect results, garbage in, garbage out.
Matthias, when is the test? Which date?
The persons that are in charge that have set up the translation. Is it possible for them to come on the next Lacroix call and explain things and for us to really understand the issues involved, the technical part and probably the technical difficulties involved?
Dev, bueno, complemento tu moción a ver si te gusta.
Okay, I will complement your motion. I will supplement your motion. Let's do that. We will give resources or assign resources to that to... stay with the motion, but let's eliminate the system that we have. Let's leave one unique list, the original list of Lacroix. Let's work with that list, and within 1 month's time, let's evaluate the system and see if we want to go back to a complex system, for example, using the added value of the BlackBerry. As Jacqueline said, I think this is a solid point or a good point. But in 1 month's time, we will have a teleconference call. So what do we do? I propose the elimination of the system. Shall we vote this in this way? The other motion would be to stay with the system and wait for the teleconference or the conference call. I do agree what you were mentioning. I think we can... have a waiting period, considering that we are getting to the end of the year. Okay, Antonio, we will wait, but the thing here is, while we were waiting, what do we do? Do we eliminate the system, or while we wait, do we use the same system that we are using right now? Carlos, you are recognized. No. We have been complaining about this for a long time, and we have to say, we don't want this anymore. We are complaining about this in the emails, and now we are voting, and we must say that we don't want it. Let's stop it here.
Dave, I
give you the floor right now.
I say a bigger problem is how we are using the list. Again, because what is happening is that people are posting, when they post a reply, they post the vote list, which is not what we are supposed to do.
And they post in two languages.
And worse. So. That is why it gets very confusing. So part of the problem is that we're not using the tool properly. And if we have to educate ourselves on using the tool properly, and that makes it work better, great.
I understood. When it comes to my point or when my explanation, I write in two languages, and even with the best translator, I rather my poor English to use my poor English instead of the translation. If you can use your own language, it's okay. Or if you cannot, so you should look for your own translation. So we have the two positions, the two ideas. Let's wait for the conference call and see if we can get a better technological option. I was listening to Heidi. This is a 5-minute, we should have a 5-minute presentation. We can accept this, and this is already defined. But in the meantime, we have 1 month. What do we do in the meantime? Do we eliminate the system, or or are we keeping the system? I would like to have the second option, but you are the ones deciding. Shall we vote? So during this month, do we eliminate the list? We eliminate the current system and we go back to one list. Who are in favor of it?
Yes. Just to clarify something, once we do this, we are not going to be able to have We are basically saying we should not invest in translation. I think this is what Lakwala is attempting to say. And I really think that we should not make that. I really don't. Again, it comes back down to how we use the tool.
I would just like to double back on what he's saying.
Go ahead.
If we have been the people pushing for translation and interpretation and everything, and we were the first people to push for these things, if we say, we don't want it, we don't need it, do you think that then ICANN will be putting resources into translation and interpretation across the board anymore?
I think the message... Pardon. Creo que el mensaje...
I think the message of we are not investing during 1 month is reasonable. I always talk about this with Sergio. Sergio wants support to everyone, and I also want support for everyone, but I want it in an intelligent way. So we're saying that the system that we have is not good. Why don't we eliminate it right now, and then we will see what we are going to implement. Jacqueline talked about the BlackBerry system, and now I wanted to see it. So please, let's be intelligent when it comes to our resolutions.
He said it would be mid-January, and IT really believe that the new Google Translate system will be far better. So I would suggest that, strongly suggest that you just, I know I'm unhappy with the current system as well, but just, you know, we've got 1 month to go. So, you know, you've had this for several years now. If we could just continue this till mid-January, they can then have this operational, and they'll come on a call and show you how it works. And then if you're not happy with that, then we can go to what you're advocating.
Tarto.
Thank you, Chair. I am in support of that intervention by Heidi. And I tell you why. Those of us who were here in the early days, we fought hard to have translation. And I really would not wish for us to send the message that it is no longer important to our operations. Therefore, I would strongly urge that we accept the proposal by staff and let us move to that possibility. There is no question that the current translation engine stinks. No question about that. But there is a larger good that is associated with it, having a translation engine provided by ICANN. And I really would wish for us to preserve that.
Sí. Bien, Carlton. Sí. Dale, no quiero abusar mi posición.
Okay, Carlton. I think I don't want to advocate for my position because now I will meet in Kevin and he will say, you have support. This is not the clear message, but a 1 month period is not that terrible. So let's weigh Carlton's emotion of not waiting. Who is in favor of expecting or waiting a month? Please raise your hand. And also because I want Heidi to be happy, because she's pregnant, so I want her to be happy. So what we'll do, we will keep with the current system, and in a month's time, we will have a conference call. When it comes to support, Andres, if we stop using the system today, we stop invoicing the system. So this is money coming back or money not being being expended. But if the staff is not deciding, we are the ones deciding. Okay, that's clear, but from the operational point of view, this is a problem, and a month period does not change anything. Okay, I am living a lag, but in many things, I see that staff has more this power decision than us. We are the ones deciding. Sorry if someone gets angry with me, but we are the ones making the decisions. If you agree with this, it's okay. If not, I am sorry. Okay, from the concept point of view, I do agree with you in 100%. I don't want the staff to define a policy topic, but I think they are people who I listen to and I value their opinion.
Straight, my friends and colleagues, a suggestion was made by an esteemed member of staff who has supported us throughout this period. It is not an intent, I don't read it as an intent, to tell us what to do. It is a suggestion that I think has merit. It is meritorious. It follows a sensible support of an idea of a strategic position that I think is important. Messages are important. If you send a message that says translation is no longer important, even for a month, to La Crallo, I believe it's the wrong message to send. I really do believe so. And therefore, with the greatest of respect, my brother, I take the suggestion of the staff member as sensible, and I support it, and I'm asking my colleagues to consider it in line of what our strategic objective ought to be. That's what I mean.
Lo mismo por mi parte, Carlton.
And I agree with you. Andres, you're recognized. So do we accept the suggestion by show of hands? Raise your hands, those accepting the suggestion. So the suggestion is accepted. It's accepted. I do not want to move or extend a minute longer. We have spent more than 2 hours on a teleconference. I apologize, Heidi. And we thank the interpreters with this round of applause. Thank you very much.
Y a los miembros del staff también les pido una.
And we thank the members of staff. Please give them a warm round of applause. Their work is wonderful. So here's recognition to them.